Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an SEP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Relationship, very good. Let's see what happens. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's what President Trump's tweeting about his cut short meeting with the leader of North Korea. And there are conflicting reports now about why the talks broke down. Live in Hanoi, Vietnam, Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, North Korean state media calling the talks candid and constructive and also making no mention of the fact that the summit broke down without a deal. But Kim Jong-un's top diplomat is taking issue with President Trump's claim that Kim demanded all American sanctions on North Korea be lifted, saying actually the country only wanted partial relief. And another member of the North Korean delegation, Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui, saying she believes Kim may have lost his will to continue with negotiations. Chris?
Simon Owen in Hanoi.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president.
Because the Washington state governor says he's the only candidate who'll make climate change the nation's top priority. Inslee's adding his name to an increasingly crowded Democratic Party presidential field. He's 68 years old from the Seattle area, governor since 2013, a member of Congress before that. There's a report refuting President Trump's claim that he had nothing to do with getting a top-secret security clearance for his son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner.
The New York Times says even though intel officials, then Chief of Staff John Kelly, and then White House counsel Don McGahn had concerns, President Trump told Kelly to get Jared Kushner top secret clearance. The Times reports Kelly was so disturbed by Trump's command that he wrote a memo stating that he had been ordered to give Kushner the clearance. The paper says it's not clear yet why there were concerns over Kushner's clearance, but questions have been raised about his ties to foreign governments.
Fox's Jill Nato in D.C. Consumer spending fell 0.5% in December. That's the biggest drop in 9 years, according to the Commerce Department. Incomes were up in December, down in January. The spending report for January, the department says, was delayed by the partial government shutdown. This is Fox News.
Texting enrolled for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word food to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy 3 of her best 30-minute meals for free so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text food to 246810. That's food to 246810. Food to 246810.
One of Osama bin Laden's sons is a wanted man.
$1 million for the head of Hamza bin Laden. That's the reward posted by the Justice Department. $1 million for help in tracking down the son of the 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden. Hamza, apparently following in his father's footsteps, emerging as the leader of the Al-Qaeda terror group, like his father releasing audio and video messages calling for attacks against the U.S. and allies. What we don't know is if he overcame his father's frustrations at trying to control an unruly terror network when Osama bin Laden was taken out in a U.S. Special Forces raid in Pakistan in 2011. He left behind a stash of documents by which analysts determined Al-Qaeda had gotten out of his control at the time of his death.
That's Fox's Therese Crowley. There's an arrest and a body found in the case of a missing woman in Boston.
Boston police say Louis D. Coleman III is in custody in the case of 23-year-old Jassy Correa's disappearance. He was arrested after a car chase in Delaware. And WBZ-TV reports that Correa's family says her body was in the trunk of that vehicle. Correa went missing on Sunday night after leaving a nightclub in downtown Boston where she'd been celebrating her birthday. A positive ID of the body has not yet been released. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new law in Louisiana takes effect today, giving some people out of prison the right to vote.
As many as 36,000 paroled felons or felons on probation in Louisiana could, as of today, be eligible to vote yet again. And other men and women who have had their voting rights suspended due to criminal convictions could petition for their rights to be restored. Both the Louisiana Corrections and State Departments have been working on ways to get the paperwork done. While federal elections aren't until next year, Louisiana has a gubernatorial election this year. Incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards is seeking a new term and was a supporter of the law.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. A few minutes before the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are up 166 points, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Westville Junior High School principal Jared Ellison has been named this year's Middle School Principal of the Year. It is an award given by the Illinois Principals Association. The News Gazette says criteria for the award includes demonstrating advocacy for children, ensuring a positive school climate and high student and staff morale, and demonstrating a willingness to take risks to improve student learning. Victoria's Secret has announced it is closing more stores. The retailer plans to close 53 more stores. The announcement comes after Victoria's Secret closed 30 stores last year, with an average of 15 stores per year. The closings make up 4% of the company's 1,100 locations. A Mahomet man has been found not guilty of sexually molesting a child. A Champaign County jury had deliberated for 14 hours over 2 days in the case of 36-year-old Benjamin Crowley. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
806, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. If you've not bought an appliance, how long has it been since you bought an appliance? Been a dozen years or more for me.
6 months.
Okay.
Never mind.
Some problems.
No, but the new stuff is so cool. I mean, it's just bells and whistles galore on some of these things. You go check out the new washer dryers. They got stuff where you hang things in the dryer where it's like a steam clean. That's just go check them out. And then the refrigerators, the side-by-sides, some of the thingies, you're going, what's this container for? And, oh, I see, you don't have to open the door when you open it. You know, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. They carry all the big ones, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. They service what they sell. Plus, you can receive the free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit. You're remodeling, or you just say, you know what, it's not worth spending to refix all the time. I don't think my fridge has ever been the same since I tried to fix the ice maker.
Shoot.
I know. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Check out location just off I-74 on Neal Street in Champaign. Or go online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got partly cloudy conditions with a high 41, 29 our low tonight, 35 the high tomorrow, more clouds, low 24 into our Saturday night. Overnight, we could start seeing some snow showers, high 26 expected on Sunday, then down to around 5 at night. Right now, we're at 24, ESPN 93.5.
Joe Biden taking heat for calling Vice President Mike Pence a decent guy. The LGBTQ community, very up in arms.
Don't call him a decent guy.
Yeah, you better not be complimenting anybody on the other side. That's why I don't know if Joe Biden, he'd be probably the most well-known and perhaps the most logical. You know, he still says stuff that very YouTubeable. But I don't think they're going to let it go. I think it's going to be somebody on the left that breaks through. That's why the Starbucks guy says, this is my time. Independent. Oh, you're going to give it to Trump, will you? Or could an independent win now? A liberal guy like Howard Schultz running for president is not so liberal when you talk about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. I don't think in the general, somebody who wants complete socialism, and what needs to be done is we need to have a discussion on socialism and what it means, mm-hmm. because many people think free health care, free school, free.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? Where do you get the money that you can't? You have to tax most of the money you earn. And then it doesn't work because we have many examples of socialism. It's a demotivating system. But I just don't think there's an understanding. And certainly you can, from a podium, make it sound wonderful. But it never has worked. It's not a good system. It has failed over and over. It's, again, not what America's about. America's about rolling up your sleeves and getting to work, getting an opportunity, getting knocked on your butt, and getting back up. But it's not the place you come when you want to be taken care of. That's not what we're about, hard work and effort. And yes, sometimes things are not fair. We're the most giving society, most incredible experiment ever in the history of humans on Earth. This has never been tried where people are in charge. And you don't want the power, ruling power, like a socialistic system, to tell you what you can and can't do. It's not the right way to go, and hopefully we'll have a real good discussion on that, because the millennials are, at least 44% of them seem to want that. Okay, book is needed. It's Dan Geltrude?
Geltrude, yes.
Dan Geltrude, nice to have you on. The book is Positive Financial Karma. You're America's accountant. How do you feel?
How do I feel? I feel great. How are you feeling?
Good. We're in debt. Dan, help me. What do we do?
As far as achieving positive financial karma, I think anybody can do it. You know, when we start off in this book in chapter one, it's a little odd because the first thing that I focus in on is losing weight. Now, why do I do that? Because the formula is very simple, and we all know what it is. It's eat less, move more. Works every time. We know we can do it. However, we just don't match up the intent and the action to get that result. So it's no different to say, hey, save or spend less, save more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the formula.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure sounds simple, but boy, we get excited when we have a credit card with room and we just can't resist.
Well, the part of the issue here is that you have to remove emotion. When you start to mix emotion and your finances, it's not a good combination.
Yeah.
So what I tell people is establish your intention. Make it a positive one, because karma, by definition, simply means action. And for every action, there's a reaction. So when you align your positive intent and then take that to the next step in terms of action and keep it positive, you are going to get a positive result coming back. Karma is a boomerang.
Okay, so if you're in debt, and this is great when you're starting out, you can say, I got a plan, I'm not going to do what my parents did, I'm not going to do this. But if you're there, is the advice as simple of spend a lot less and save a lot more?
Well, like any other plan, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago.
Yep.
The second best time is today. So it's never too late to start to implement a plan. And if you're in debt right now, if you find yourself in tough financial straits, the first thing is not to give up. You say, hey, today's a new day. I need to establish a plan, which generally means putting a budget in place. And then, of course, it's all about execution. You have to have the discipline, financial discipline, to stick to the plan. And ultimately, it can work.
Positive Financial Karma, available everywhere. Why should people get this, Dan?
They should get it because it really will help people get on the right track. One of the things that I talk about in this book is something so simple as the way we buy food. So many people go out and they go to these discount warehouse setups like a Costco, and they buy all this food, and they think they're saving money, but you know what? They're not. Why? Because half of it gets thrown out.
Mm.
That's not positive financial karma.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really step back, take that emotion out of it, and say, look, if I just go out and buy what I need, ultimately I'm saving money. That's good good financial karma there. And then on top of it, you're not creating all that waste. It's good karma for the environment. So you got all the positive momentum going in the same direction. That's what it's about.
Have you been able to be successful following your own advice?
Yeah, I think I have. Everything that I do, I try to make sure that my intention is positive. And that goes beyond just the finances. Look, there's a lot of successful people out there who have become wealthy. And I wouldn't consider them to have good karma. As a matter of fact, I don't want to get anywhere near them. You know, you want to have people who are good people with good intentions, both for society and for finance. And I say that's achievable. I've been able to do it, and I think that my book gives people the roadmap as to how to do it the same way.
You got some balance in. You're giving as well as saving, and that's all good. Dan Geltrude, the book is Positive Financial Karma, available everywhere. Nice meeting you, and good stuff, and you're passionate about what you do as America's accountant. I can hear it, bud. Good work.
Thank you.
Good having you on. Dan Geltrude, spelled G-E-L-T-R-U-D-E. Positive Financial Karma, available everywhere.
I like it. ESPN 93.5.
You know what? Spend less, save more. I mean,
it's just doing it. Yeah, and see, my daughter Anna just got her first job, and she got her first paycheck, and then she's wanting to look at, you know, how much did the government take, and she couldn't believe all that. But, you know, putting some aside, maybe doing your donation at church every week, and having some entertainment money, and breaking down that small paycheck so that it's going certain places. We're trying to work on budgeting so that it turns into good habits later.
Very, very good advice is to try and keep emotion out of it.
Exactly.
Because you get fired up, particularly around Christmas time.
Yes, you do.
You spend more than you probably ought to.
And then there comes the bills in
January. They come and they're not as fun. It's 8:16.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
All right, 8:17. Check your sports headlines, Diane.
Well, I was looking at the Chicago trip, and it says the circus some expected at White Sox camp never materialized. Manny Machado snubbed them for the Padres and an extra $50 million of guaranteed money. Bryce Harper wound up with the Phillies yesterday, agreeing to that 13-year, $330 million deal. So there are teams that are still searching. I mean, and we feel like the Cubs and Cardinals have locked in, right?
Yeah, they're done. I mean, there's some pickups. Matt Wieters, a new catcher for the Cardinals, battling for the backup to Yachty. I think there's some guys that'll still drop, but the biggies are gone. Machado and Harper, that's it.
Okay. So in Big Ten basketball, number 9, Michigan over Nebraska. That final was 82-53. Minnesota beat Northwestern 62-50. We've got Northwestern Sunday at 5:30. The Illini ladies are at Maryland. That game is tomorrow. We also have some gymnastic events to tap into at home this weekend. The men at Huff Hall, they've got Minnesota and Stanford in town, and the women will be facing Denver. We also have our Illini baseball team in action in South Carolina against Coastal Carolina. We are undefeated at this point, and we hope that continues. In Tulsa, our softball team, ranked number 25, is taking on Northern Iowa. There's a doubleheader today. Women's tennis will face number 13, Northwestern. Men's tennis will be in Waco, Texas, to face Baylor. We also had the Pacers over Minnesota, 122-115. Bulls and Atlanta going at it tonight. On ice, the St. Louis Blues are in Colorado. We have 4 Illini volleyball players we're praying for to make that team Team USA as they do their tryouts in Colorado. And Jonathan Vegas is the guy who's leading in Florida at the Honda Classic.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. Partly sunny now. High 41, low 29. There might be some visitors for unofficial this weekend. And a big push is today and tomorrow. High 35 expected tomorrow, down to 24. The snow showers come overnight and into Sunday morning, high 26, then down into the single digits on Sunday evening. We're currently at 25 on ESPN 93.5.
I've run the numbers a number of times. I just can't believe it. So if Manny Machado goes 0 for 5 with the Padres, and it'll happen, if Manny Machado goes 0 for 5, no hits and 5 at-bats, he'll still make $250,000. He'll make $250,000 for going striking out 5 times.
Wow.
It's just, wow.
Incredible. Mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. Time for the Fox Business Minute at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, the stock market swooned in December. The month included part of a partial government shutdown, and it looks like Americans cut back. Americans were making more money in December. Personal incomes rose 1%. However, personal spending declined 0.5%. It's the largest decline in 9 years. And Americans made a little less in January. Personal income slipped 0.1%. The government hasn't yet released spending numbers for January. Tesla says it will lose money in its current quarter, though it may reverse that in the spring. It's also revealing a more affordable version of the Model 3 car for $35,000. The electric car company is planning some layoffs, but it says it will also be hiring more service technicians. Old Navy will be a standalone company. Gap Inc. is spinning off Old Navy. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. We've built our company on the principles of trust and integrity, okay?
Absolutely. I would recommend him 100%. Just by seeing his guys out there working, some neighbors have come up to us. Some people in other neighborhoods that kind of do a walk around the neighborhood have asked us who we've used for landscaping, and we've been happy to share that it's been Joel and his guys.
I'm Joel Kusky, and you can connect with me at Kusky.com. KouSKI.com.
Ooh, they're good.
Uh-huh.
They're really good. I'm excited to have Joel Kusky as a partner with us, KouSKI.com. He's coming in to talk to me today about making my place look a little better. Because he came out and took a look around, and I said, I know what you're thinking. Stevie J, don't you own a rake?
Exactly.
Stay in control of your finances with money management at Busey, digital tool to help you effectively and efficiently manage your money. Innovative banking simplified. Now, you can go online at Busey.com. This money management allows you to create financial goals. It's what we were talking about. View spending trends, track and manage debt, and more. Access money management at Busey eBank at Busey.com and in the Busey mobile app on your device. Interact with your budget like never before. And, of course, they're standing by to help you if you want to go meet with somebody in their wealth management area. But you can prioritize spending and manage your money, achieve short and long-term goals. It starts at Busey.com or download the Busey mobile app. I've got to download it on my phone. You can stay in control of your finances with money management at Busey. But again, it starts at Busey.com, Busey.com, and you can learn why they're so good at what they do. Member FDIC. Okay.
It'll be like 3 nights in a row for me at the Virginia Theater. I saw Black Panther with Aiden on Wednesday.
How was that?
So cool.
Big screen.
See that on the
nice.
Big screen again.
Very many people show up?
There.
Nice. It's an incredible.
The Real Deals is what it's called.
What did it cost to get in?
$5.
Wow.
I know.
Am I talking?
And then Rodney Carrington, the comedian last night.
What's tonight?
Actually, tonight I do have off. That's what she said, though, coming in this weekend.
Oh, tomorrow night, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, a women's empowerment thing.
Do guys go to that?
I mean, they could.
I mean, are guys in the audience for?
I would say probably so. Maybe
it's good information.
A fourth of
the
audience.
If you want to learn about women, you want to hear what their perspective is.
That's right. And it was interesting, Rodney Carrington's perspective of women. last night, the comedian.
I can imagine, as a comedian.
That's right.
I'm sure his wife is clear to all the material.
Anyway. Well, I mean, they're divorced, and I'm sure that had a lot to do with it.
Oh, I see.
He did talk openly about his rough patches and things like that, but, you know, finding some comedy bits in some tragedy is kind of what it's all about, and sharing that, you know, he had to go in the nut house and stuff like that.
How, I mean, how
it was really revealing.
How was the crowd?
Good. And that was nearly full.
I was mentioning, I like Jim Gaffigan. His wife actually writes with him.
I see.
So they co-write.
That's great.
He's got, Jim Gaffigan has five kids. So there's a lot of stories. Remember, Bill Cosby used to talk about kids all the time.
Uh-huh.
Back when he was my favorite comedian. No more.
Right.
Anyway, I'm glad Rodney Carrington was good. Yeah, that's what she said of Virginia. Virginia stays pretty darn busy.
That's right.
And they do a good, Stephen does a great job down there.
Stephen Bentz, a high five yesterday.
Yep. They do a great job booking entertainment. We're just blessed with big time stuff in a pretty small town.
Mm-hmm.
With the Big Ten here and University of Illinois, of course, with all their, I mean, just imagine you go to a gymnastics match and you're seeing some of the top kids in the nation and you're 4 minutes from home or 7 minutes from home. It's amazing. Really is.
It is.
You mentioned spring football. That's not far away. It's March 1st. So now we got to start talking about Lovie Smith again.
Crazy.
And then basketball winds it down.
Uh-huh.
Northwestern Sunday at 5:30. And then we say bye to Aaron Jordan, who's got his senior night. I think he's the main guy leaving. He'll be there for the Indiana March 7 home game at 7 o'clock. That's our last home game. Then we go to Penn State, which is all of a sudden turned into a nightmare. We thought maybe we'd get two wins against Penn State, and it looks very likely we're going to lose two against Penn State because out there, and they're playing great.
Yeah.
And they're tall and big, and we just aren't. So then I think we'd probably beat Northwestern. Indiana, who had an upset win over Wisconsin the other night, so I don't know if that's a given either. So we'll go to the Big Ten tournament March 13 and hopefully play past 13, 14 and get to maybe Friday, which would be awesome. And then just kind of buckle down and see who we can recruit and get in here and see how much better we can be. But people have seen a glimpse of this basketball team. In this fan's view, I saw 3 or 4 weeks of really, really good.
Yeah.
And everybody except Aaron will be coming back with some tall big boys coming in. We'd be pretty good. And then,
that's right.
That's assuming Io DeSoma doesn't go to the NBA draft, which I know is a possibility, with him being projected in the late first round, which is guaranteed 3 to 7, 4 to 11 million or something. Gotta look at it.
Right.
And he'll have his,
even a chance to hang with Steph Curry.
Well, that's the CBS Sports projection, his 29th pick to Golden State. All right. Guessing, all conjecture.
Exactly.
But the fact that he's regarded in the top 30 players in the world is amazing. And he's on our team, and you can see glimpses of his greatness and what he's going to be like. He's an NBA guy, there's no doubt. I'm hoping it's at least another year here. But, you know, hey, it's a lot of money. All right, 828, we're going to be right back, your Fox update, and then how to block some of the stupid calls you're getting on your cell phone now.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump on Twitter this morning insisting the relationship with North Korea is very good, even though he came back without a deal, telling Fox's Sean Hannity,
I wasn't satisfied, and perhaps he wasn't satisfied. Good relationship, but I decided that this wasn't the right time to sign something.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remains in Vietnam for a state visit. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. official clarifying an apparent discrepancy, which was a sticking point over nuclear talks. The U.S. now saying that North Korea was willing to accept some sanctions remaining in place, contrary to what the president has said. Another Democrat makes it official.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority.
That's a campaign launch video for Jay Inslee of Washington State's first governor to join the Democratic race for president. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police arrested four people for weapons and drug offenses. Early yesterday, authorities served a search warrant in the 1200 block of West Bradley Avenue. Several guns and narcotics were found during the arrest. All four of the people arrested are believed to be involved in recent gun violence. Two juveniles were arrested along with two adults.
A Champaign man has been charged in connection to a 2018 break-in at a cell phone repair store. 21-year-old Andre Runge is charged with breaking into the A&K Mega Service at 1401 North Prospect Avenue C. The News Gazette says a judge told him because of his criminal record, if he is convicted of the burglary, he could go to prison for 6 to 30 years. A Mahomet man has been found not guilty of sexually molesting a child. A Champaign County jury had deliberated for 14 hours over 2 days in the case of 36-year-old Benjamin Crowley. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
On the go? Carry your branch with you, securely accessing your money anytime, anywhere. Download the BC Mobile app to deposit checks, view recent transactions, find a branch or ATM, transfer funds, and even pay bills, all on your schedule. Visit BC.com or your app store today for BC's innovative banking solutions. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
All right, we're kind of taking a peek at a little snow on Sunday, possibly, huh?
It's true. And mild today as we have the party revelers coming into town. Or are we?
Nah.
I'm wearing green for unofficial.
Why would you support that, Diane? Why?
Because I have my ISU junior, who is now 21, coming into town with some friends.
To be part of this?
We want to be ambassadors and welcome them to campus town.
No, we do not. Gabby, love you. Get out of here. Go back to Tulum. We don't want them to drink here.
No. We want to show them how fun the U of I is.
That's fine. You just have a beer, and that's it.
There you go.
One and done.
High 41.
Just like Iowa. One and done.
Down to around 29 this evening. Partly cloudy to start tomorrow, up to 35, down to 24 more clouds and a chance of precipitation. Morning snow on Sunday, high 26. 26 is our current temperature on ESPN 93.5.
All right, how to stop the robocalls, block numbers on your phone, Android, even your landline? Who has a landline? Do you have a landline? I still have a landline, still use it for the alarm, but I think I'm wasting my money and get a wireless. Anyway, hello, please don't hang up. Did you know that you could save a bundle on? It's a robocall. Another automated telemarketer. Nowadays, robocalls make up 50% of all phone calls. Robocallers spammed. How do you even calculate this? Robocalls hit us with 26 billion calls last year. Mr. Sean Tuma, a genius, specialist on data protection, lawyer. He's got it going on down in Plano, Texas. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. You know, you're always good for my self-esteem. I appreciate it.
I love talking to people I would have sat by in class, and you're one of them,
right.
Sean, one of those really smart guys. Okay, so how in the world could you possibly think about a billion? I mean, it's like, I think the number is a billion seconds ago we were in World War II, a billion minutes ago Jesus walked on this earth. A billion's nuts, and there's 26 billion robocalls every year? What?
It's amazing, isn't it? And I tell you what, if you do what I did a few weeks ago, which is I registered a new domain name, and I forgot to click the keep it private box.
Uh-oh.
I think I got half of those calls the 2 weeks following that. I had to turn off my phone.
What does one do? Because now I'm getting stuff on my cell phone, and it's local, and so I'm buffaloed into picking it up. So what do I do to block true spam but not block what I want to get?
The first step is go to the Do Not Call registry, donotcall.gov, and register your number. It doesn't stop everyone, but it stops a lot of it.
Mm.
And then you need to look at there are two different types of apps you can look at. One are ones that your cell phone carrier provides. AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint all have them right now. Verizon is rolling one out in March. And what they'll do is they'll either identify the numbers calling you as a known spam number.
Okay.
Or they'll block it for you automatically, depending on how you set it up.
I mean, but
that's a great way to
how do
it.
They know it's spam versus somebody actually trying to reach you and they got your cell number and you actually want to talk to them?
It's kind of like we see with phishing emails where they'll see the volume of calls that are coming out and they'll monitor that and see, hey, there's no way this is a legitimate number. They'll go to databases that are imported into their system within real time where there are reports of spam calls, where, you know, it gets reported that this is a known spam number. And then some of these, especially a couple of these third party apps, use crowdsourcing.
Hmm.
And so if I'm get a call right now and it says, you know, and it's a spam call and I mark that as a spam call, that gets updated into the database in virtually real time. And that's how they keep up with this, especially these local numbers.
Well, it's pretty phenomenal how it all works. And back in the day when I had a little more time in my life, I used to kind of go, hello? And then just kind of do that.
Right. Just have a fun kind of pulling a prank.
I just pretended I didn't speak. Yes. Hello. And then I turned the phone upside down and did that. I felt bad. And then these people are making 8 and a quarter an hour and I feel really bad. I mean, really. I mean, I have empathy for the people that have to make these calls, Sean.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, when my children were young, I used to just give the phone to them back in the old days,
uh-huh.
Like when we had the phone hanging on the wall. You know, they'd call at dinner time. I'd hand the phone to the 4-year-old, and they'd just sit there and jabber as long as they'd listen.
Yeah, well, one time when the woman didn't think I spoke English, and I'd go, yes, and then she finally said, Luke, I am your father.
And then you feel obligated to listen, right?
I think she hung up at that
moment. Exactly.
So, anyway, okay, so register your phone.gov, is that what you said?
Donotcall.gov.
And that's for your landline? That's not my Verizon, right?
You can use it for all of your numbers. And then Verizon has an app right now called Call Filter that you could sign up for. They have a new one coming out in March. And then AT&T has one called Call Protect.
Yeah.
T-Mobile Scam ID, and then Sprint is called Premium Caller ID.
I'm getting 4 a day now. I'm getting at least 4 a day on my
right.
cell phone.
I know.
Donotcall.gov, and then my Verizon one again was what?
The existing one is called Call Filter.
But they've got a better one coming.
App.
Okay. All right.
And they have a new one coming.
Okay, yeah. Sean Tuma.
And then there's a free one.
Oh.
There's a free one called Hiya, H-I-Y-A, that has really good reviews, and it's free and it's crowdsourced, so it's updated. But what do we know about free stuff?
Yeah, that's
if
right.
It's free, somebody's
yeah.
making money off of something, it's your data.
Yep. Okay, Sean Tuma, how do people find you, reach you, learn from you, hang with you, what?
Best place is my law firm website. It's SpencerFane.com, SpencerFane.com.
Always a pleasure, Sean. Keep it up, buddy.
Thank you. It's my pleasure as well.
842. Hope we help when we have Sean Tuma.
Mm-hmm.
T-U-M-A.
SpencerFane.com.
Okay. But, yeah, it's just – but why do I feel bad for the caller? I do. Because think about
how many no's they get, how many hang-ups.
But think about they've got to take that job.
I know.
Well, I mean, I would really, I've got to think about this, I would rather suck out grease at Dos Rios with Gulliford than take the robocall job.
I'm probably right.
I would probably work a lot of places before I'd sit there and be berated and hung up on. And you're going to get like 3 successes an hour if you make enough calls. Because the numbers are there. You make 100 calls, you're going to talk to 1. Maybe 2 if you're good.
I had a text in saying Mr. Number blocks all spam calls, and you can block some people that you don't want calling
in. Well, it's also, you know, when you hear about surveys and presidential elections and things, you wonder, have they ever called you? I've never talked to anybody on a presidential poll. How do they reach people? Who's answering their landline? And I know they have cell phones now.
I've never gotten a national call, but I have on the local election.
I mean, sometimes you get like these robocalls where they just recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Their former governor, so-and-so, encourage union. I don't get to the pitch. Do you? I don't listen to that.
Seth is saying my Samsung has a spam block on a call settings, blocks low, medium, and high. It doesn't ring, just says what spam is calling me.
I gotcha. All right, well, that's very helpful, and it will cut down, and then you don't have to answer. A lot of times I'll miss calls from Orlando and all these others, and you're thinking, shoot, is this for Stevie J Travel, or is it for a spam thing?
They'll leave a voicemail if it's for real.
I think that's right. I think that's a good assumption. All right, let's jump to our morning sports headlines. We are 16 before Jeremy Warner. What's happening, Diane?
In baseball, there was a big deal that went down with Bryce Harper. 13 years and $330 million as Dave Kapler, the captain there at the Philadelphia Phillies, heard from fans behind the dugout as the Phillies were taking on Toronto in spring training that they locked in that deal. For our baseball team, we're taking on Coastal Carolina in South Carolina, our number 25 softball team in Tulsa, to take on Northern Iowa today. There's actually a doubleheader.
They're saying Gabe Kapler, the manager of the Phillies, heard about it because of the people
fans.
On their phones.
Hey!
And the manager,
we got Bryce Harper.
He had to know it was close or imminent, but the deal was done
right.
On Twitter, obviously.
Exactly.
That's where it's all done.
That's right. So we've got Northwestern at 5:30. They were beat by Minnesota 62-50 yesterday. Number 9, Michigan over Nebraska at 82-53. We also have some gymnastic events to tap into at Huff Hall this weekend. The ladies also have some action today against Denver, but tomorrow it's Minnesota, and then Stanford is coming into town. We also have 4 Illini volleyball players trying out for the USA team. Pacers over Minnesota yesterday. Bulls are at Atlanta tonight. St. Louis Blues are in Colorado.
And the community is, you know, understanding it is unofficial, but we're, as a community, and certainly our elected officials and our police are discouraging this kind of a mass party, and they've done, by all accounts, a good job in tamping it down. And so we'll see what the weekend brings. Everybody just wants everybody to stay safe. And it's tough when you binge drink, and we know that happens a lot on campus, and that's certainly something we want to discourage, because people get hurt when they do that and then they don't remember what happened. You can get hurt a lot of ways those ways. And we don't, and then the people come in generally don't care about our town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a thing too, because a whole lot of the tickets are written for people out of town.
That's right.
And so we just be aware as you drive around on campus,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a video game. You got to be very, very careful
mm-hmm.
and, patience. I mean, when I see somebody in a crosswalk or something, or I see somebody, I always stop because I think that could be my kiddo.
That's right.
Because it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So I try and go really, really slow, and I always stop and let them come across. And, you know, you got to just plan on 5 more minutes.
That's right.
That's all you do.
Exactly.
Don't get in a hurry on campus, because, and particularly this weekend, you might have people run out in front of the car.
That's right.
So you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that U of I police and all of our, their brothers and sisters in law enforcement are at the ready. And, as I mentioned in my ride-along a year ago, something happened somewhere. It wasn't a big, big thing, but there were 4 squad cars there in 60 seconds. And you're going, oh, I guess they're all over this. I better not misbehave.
That's right.
One time, a guy jumped out in front of, after the police car had gone by, and gave him the one-finger salute.
Oh.
And you got stopped for that, too.
Hmm.
That was very nasty and wasn't necessary. He was very sheepish and very sorry. Okay. So you learn a lot in the ride rounds. What you really learn is that the patience, I've ridden with Lieutenant McCullough from U of I Police, the patience and the courtesy every time. Explaining what he, what they did,
mm-hmm.
not raising their voice. It's amazing. I think because the crap they take.
Yeah.
Because these are drunks. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're better than me. I'd have a hard time. Because I'd go, right. what did you say? Yeah. When I went to Elias and trained, of course, they had a video, you know, simulation where you had to, you know, talk to somebody, and they said the F word at me, and
right.
I just about fell over.
The bad guys are cussing at you.
What did you say?
And then you have to decipher correct. Which are the bad guys, which are the good guys.
That's enough. You're in timeout. Yeah, you can't do that. 848.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share. Kind of like saying, Happy Monday, and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room, or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the eighth time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe. A little sweet to go with your coffee. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Attention graduating Champaign County senior girls. The Women's Business Council of Champaign County wants to help you continue your education. The Jumpstart Scholarship is an annual merit-based scholarship awarded to students who are committed to using education to better their lives and that of their family and community. Deadline to apply is midnight March 15th. See your school counselor for more information or go to wbccc.org/jumpstart.
Hi, I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card.
And I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard.
With me, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up.
Hey, that's the same with me.
And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations?
Yeah, and I can be used anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Oh, I like you already.
At Shell, it's all about saving. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Shop away those winter blues and visit Game Day Spirit, where select men's and women's apparel is 30% off now. Ladies can shop great deals on Illinois-branded business attire in missies and plus sizes, perfect for the office. Gentlemen gravitating towards a sharp casual look will find 47 brand apparel marked down as well. Exclusions may apply. Check deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and try one of your favorites on in the store.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're going to make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant, and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how GEICO, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
Does anybody even remember Head East? Because I use them as bumpers.
In fact, I saw him yesterday. I heard him yesterday on the radio.
Head East?
Yeah.
All right, there's
and
that
it,
one.
And it was...
There's two of them that really are big.
Right, right.
But they were like the 1970s.
Sure, and they were an Illinois band, right?
I think so. A whole lot of people came through Champaign, like REO, did Head East. Anyway, I like the...
Origin South Central Illinois, yeah. 1969.
But is anybody old enough to remember Head East? Ed East, E-A-S-T.
Right.
And it wasn't Flat as a Pancake or something?
Yes, 1975.
There's some good stuff out there, just people use and drag out. I mean, like, people remember Steely Dan? I mean, do they remember that?
Sure.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute now. Depends.
Or maybe it's just me because I'm a DJ. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we do.
But I'm sure letting Aiden, when we do our road trips and things like that, I've got my quote-unquote mixtapes going, and he's learning different bands and sounds.
I tell you, the biggest thing for the old rockers was Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I mean, that got ZZ Top the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I mean, it was like ZZ Top, the guys in the beards?
Mm-hmm.
That's Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
And it opened it up to an entirely new generation. And they became familiar with bands that you normally wouldn't. Doobie Brothers, I mean, all this stuff.
Right.
That was actually pretty darn good in the 70s that we liked. And then you hear the other stuff later, and then you're the one going, gosh, that's too darn loud. It's just amazing evolution, isn't it?
Pretty cool to have Sticks coming in with Larry the Cable Guy at the end of this month of March.
Who goes first?
I would think Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't know. Larry the Cable Guy's kind of big. But do the comedians go
first? The name of the tour is Laugh, Rock, Seriously.
So Laugh would go first and Laugh would go last. I don't know how they do that with the shows, but I think Larry the Cable Guy is bigger than Sticks right now, isn't he?
I don't know.
Okay, who's bigger, Larry the Cable Guy or Sticks?
And then he
says,
Tay and Carp are giving away the tickets this afternoon on ESPN 93.
What's the date of the...
March 30th. That's a Saturday night.
Because they played in the Grove. Sticks played in the Grove with Cheap Trick.
I remember.
So I don't know.
Cheap Trick, a Rockford band.
What you got to do is you got to say, how much does it cost for Larry the Cable Guy and how much does it cost for Sticks? That'll tell you who's bigger. And, you know, that's kind of like The Price is Right. Which is more than this? I mean, because that to me is kind of a coin flip. Wonder if... our guy will tell me someday. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for listening. Go Illini at the basketball game Sunday afternoon, evening at 5:30 against Northwestern. As we wind down the season, heck, a week from Wednesday, we're in Chicago, the Big Ten tournament?
It's true.
Hopefully, it's a week from Thursday for us. Hopefully, we're out of that bottom four. And Jeremy Warner has all the stuff coming up next, maybe more on the Bryce Harper. White Sox, I think we're at least talking Machado and Harper didn't get in. That's Jeremy's team, so dang it.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening again. We certainly appreciate you, and thank you for doing this. We'll meet you back on the radio on Monday. Thanks again, and have a blessed weekend.
There's just more shootings in Champaign than ever.
I think the most disturbing, there's going to be shootings, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, but the culture where you don't talk to the police unless a child gets hurt is ridiculous. To coin the phrase, you know, snitches get stitches. It's a horrible culture.